This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Success. It all works. And I pushed the right buttons. Okay, good.
We did it.
Everything's all right. Here we go. We're ready to go. Wednesday, the 26th day of March, 2025, is Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. You don't look as confident as I do right at the moment. What's going on?
Dealing with some technical difficulties.
How about that?
Hey.
You know, faulty cables, faulty wires, but we're going through.
Why? Somebody
it.
Messing around in your room?
Apparently. We got little vultures walking around here from time to time.
Shady.
Oh. Really?
I don't know.
Do you think somebody borrowed something out of your room?
Possibly.
Borrowed, which is funny. We had a meeting yesterday. And I understand. I say that I don't mean to put a negative spin on this. I realize lately I've not been kind to this company, and I've been somewhat vocal about it. That ends now.
Okay.
That ends now. Not going to do that anymore. No good comes of it.
Nah.
It's selfish.
Yeah. I think we've learned everyone's just doing their best, and it's been a little intense lately.
Oh, not in this company. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, not.
No, but what the interesting part, we had a meeting yesterday with all of the folks for the music stations in our building, and there were eight of us. That was it. There used to be eight people. You know, there'd be eight people to work one station.
Yeah.
Easily eight.
You know, it's so crazy because for me, that's all I know. You know, obviously.
What's all you know?
Just a small amount of people, like not having. But for you, is it so crazy? Like you've been doing it for so long, so experienced forever. And just seeing how it's all kind of changed so much.
It's why I have been mouthy lately. And dare I say, for the adults in the room. Dare I say bitchy for the last little bit, because it frustrates me.
Yeah.
It frustrates me because it's, you know, we all think we could do it better. We all think we can. Oh, if they put me in charge. You know,
I'd do it.
Oh, you should see.
I would never crumble.
Well, and so therefore, there's elements of putting money where your mouth is and stuff like that. We were talking about people borrowing stuff. So you think somebody may or may not have, which the only reason that that's funny is who's
what we just talked about.
Who's going to come and steal it?
Right.
There ain't nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you missing? What happened?
No, I got just a couple of faulty wires.
Like stuff got unplugged?
Yeah, I'm plugged, and so now I can barely listen.
No, I'm interested.
Actually, that's the thing. I can't listen. It's coming in and out.
Weird.
So. All right. Wild.
That's crazy. Make a Best Buy trip at 10:01. So don't worry. I'll get it fixed.
Golden Knights last night pounded Minnesota. Woo! Jack Eichel with a hat trick. They'll be in Chicago on Friday. Last night, Michaela got a new gown. Okay? Which it was really funny. You post pictures every night that you sing, wherever you sing.
Yeah.
You post those pictures mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why last night it somehow caught my attention.
I love it.
And I went, hey, my buddy, I have to say something tomorrow. So when I came in this morning, I said, you look beautiful in your gown last night. And the one thing I didn't believe I had seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
I said, is it, fellas? You can never go wrong with asking, is it new?
Never.
Now, they will yet. No, I've had this forever. Oh, well, it looked new. It looked like one you had before, but it looked new. You can get out of it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the same as another one, but it was new. Oh, it's the same. Wow.
Well, yeah, just compliment over and over. It's the winning way.
Well, have you lost weight? Because it's
yes.
It's fitting you different. But you said, then this was interesting. I said, is it new? And then Michaela goes, it was a different language being spoken all of a sudden. And it was like, usually those gowns swallow me up, but I had a new lady who hemmed this one. So what was different?
Okay, it's so funny that you even noticed it. So like, kudos, love you, appreciate you. I'm only 5'2". So even though I want to wear like those princess gowns, a lot of the women wear them for their wedding day. They look so gorgeous.
And you usually poofiness. Wear the form fitting.
Because I'm little, because I'm so little.
Got it.
But this seamstress made it so that it shows enough leg. It doesn't completely swallow me at my height. So I got to wear this like princess vibe dress yesterday.
Oh.
Okay, listen, I can say all day that I don't care about stuff like that. Oh, I care about the princess dresses. I wanted to feel like Princess of Genovia, and I did. And the girls were into it too. And so thank you for noticing, because it's my first princess cut dress.
Well, that's kind of my job.
Nailed it.
You know, it's kind of what I'm supposed to do.
Nailed it.
And I'm glad that I did not fail you this time. speaking of interesting, weird, you know, stuff, so there was a big deal today. It was big. There's an 8 o'clock Lady Gaga announcement. You can't say anything. Don't say anything. 8 o'clock. Well, at 5 o'clock this morning, we started getting emails about Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball at T-Mobile Arena, Wednesday, July 16th and Friday, July 18th. Our friends at Live Nation doing mm-hmm. it up big. Somewhere along the line, somewhere, and it just got lost in translation. Look, they're leaking, you know, war secrets. To what degree, I don't know, but people seem very excited about it. If you're following politics, people are screaming at each other on social media and whatever right now. So, you know, if those kind of things can get botched.
Yeah.
Then, okay, somebody forgot that I guess the announcement was supposed to be 8 a.m. Eastern, which would be 5 a.m. for us.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is Lady Gaga's doing two shows at T-Mobile in July.
Hey!
Free tickets for you. Michaela's hometown throwdown in an hour.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Feliz in Inspirada says, I just found out my boyfriend goes to one of them. Oh, not her husband, her boyfriend.
Okay.
I just found out my boyfriend goes to one of those restaurants.
Oh, my God. I love that.
What?
Restaurants?
You've not heard that?
Never.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Do we still have Hooters in this town?
No, oh, rest in peace.
We have the Hooters Hotel. We still have the Hooters
Hotel.
Is it
still here?
No, it's the Oyo now. I think they took out the restaurant.
Oh,
they have
the Hooters. No, the Hooters is in the Oyo.
It's still there?
Yeah. No, that's what it is.
But they filed for bankruptcy, though.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah, it's
rest in
peace. And by the way, this is not that. I'm only using that as the example.
Yeah.
Not trying to call anybody out. I know, Elise goes on to say, I know nothing goes on there besides lunch, and I have no reason to believe he's cheating. I just think it's gross and inappropriate. I talked to my friend about it. She says I'm just being insecure. There's plenty of places to eat that are close to that particular place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So why can't he just go there? I know of this place. She's not wrong. There are plenty of places.
Mm-hmm.
However, if my boys and I are on that side of town, yeah, we'll stop in.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
And 9 times out of 10, I'll see somebody I know, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's discuss quickly at 702-364-9898. Yeah, tickets to go see James Murr, in quotations, James Murr Murray. That's how they like you to say it.
Mm, okay.
Murr from Impractical Jokers.
Of course.
He'll be at the M, Pavilion on Saturday, April 5th. That's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday. And you're going for free at 702-364-9898 right now. Is Elise just being insecure?
Oof.
I'll help you with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is there anything wrong with her being insecure? No.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything wrong with him going to the restaurant? Maybe not. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just, I have a question that I want to ask the room.
Okay.
You know, we can't ask her and we're not going to have the answer, but there's always in these things, there's always something that's telling to me.
Sure.
It always feels like somebody's leaving a clue.
Okay.
Listen, it might get up to 90 today. I am not one of those people. And you can always tell somebody who's just moved here.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, 90, it's going to be hot. No, it's not.
It won't be.
No, it's not. But the problem that I have right now is that Nelly didn't do a song called It's Warm in Here. No, he did a song called So It's Hot in Here. But don't think I'm overreacting. I'm just playing the song.
That's it.
It's okay. It's okay. It's kind of warm.
So hot
it's,
in her.
It's so. It's warmer than
so
it's been in her.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Elise says, I just found out my boyfriend goes to one of them restaurants almost every day for lunch. I know nothing goes on there besides lunch. I have no reason to believe he's cheating. I just think it's gross and inappropriate. I talked to my friend about it. Her friend said she's being insecure, so she's come to us. You know, that's what that always is, too. So my friend says I'm being insecure. Tell me I'm not,
totally.
Is what she's looking for from us.
We feel you, sister.
I get it. There's plenty of places to eat that are close to that one, so why can't they just go there? Elise, you're not going to get any help from me. I'm sorry. But I'm also a dude.
Yeah.
You know?
And you go to these restaurants.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'll tell you, first of all, Angela, you do not think she's being insecure. You, Angela, are the person that Elise is looking for. Is that right?
I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about it, to be honest. Like, it depends on how old. If she's young, I can see how she's insecure. But, I mean, he's really just going for the view. I mean, really, what are the odds of him going home with one of those girls?
Zero. my guess is zero. Sure. And if that's a problem, that's going to be a problem anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
she
right, buddy.
She like knows that he's not cheating on her, so she has to have that confidence that, you know, she already knows that.
Yeah, you're right though. It does give the stench of young, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I wish they'd open a place up like that for ladies, like when they opened this stuff. Like, I thought that was going to be something different, but it wasn't. It was just a bunch of rude people like myself. So I mean,
go on.
Go to
Delilah, where Michaela sings. See if you can get yourself a table in Delilah. Everyone there is beautiful, including the guys. I can say that. I'm secure enough, and I know who I am and who I'm not, that I can say that. Mm-hmm. The guys are gorgeous, if you want to play.
They
that.
Are, but she's one like Chips and Dippendales, hot guys bringing it.
I wonder if that would work. Chips and Dippendales.
You like that?
Hold
That'd
up.
Be the name,
Write
babe.
That down. Write that down.
Uh-huh.
And for dessert, Chips and Dippin' Dots.
Yes.
Sure.
I go for the Dippin' Dots.
boy, there's a lot of licensing in that.
Uh-huh.
Chip and Dale from Disney. You got to get Disney on board. You got to get the Chips on board. Chip and Dale's on board. And then you got to get Dippin' Dots on board. We'd get killed in the licensing.
Uh-huh.
We'd never make any money.
It's over.
But the idea is solid.
Yeah.
So.
I appreciate that perspective.
Final vote. Angela?
She's being insecure. She needs to realize what she wrote. She knows he's not going to cheat on her. She wrote that. So she needs to embrace it and know that her man is with her and let him enjoy the view and come home to her.
Yeah. Perhaps he'll be inspired at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps not.
If it was me, I'd go. If I were her, I'd go. I'd know every waitress there because I'd be like, hey, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you make friends with them.
Make them comfortable for him. That's just me.
Yes.
By the way, I've told, if it's the place I'm thinking of, I've told my wife, I'm like, no, we got to go. The venison chili is incredible. I'm not kidding. The venison chili is incredible, and the beers are cold. The rest of it's hit and miss, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Expectations versus reality.
Sure.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Hang on one second. Oh, by the way, you have the tickets for Myrrh at the M.
Yay, Roman! I'm taking my kid. He got 2 months in a row. So, yay, I'm taking him.
Nicely
done. Yeah, have fun.
All right, then. Yeah, get a sitter for that, for your co-pilot there.
The baby.
Hang on one second. I'm going to make room. The return, ladies and gentlemen, of the one, the only, Hannah Madrid. Oh my God. Where have you been? How's your family? How are your kids? How are you? Where have you been? I'm going to ask you again. Where have you been? We miss you.
We've been traveling, and we now have 3 kids, so.
Good God.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, these two can't keep their hands off each other, and with good reason.
I love
it. They're so in love. They're fantastic. Okay.
18 years strong.
How many?
Oh, my gosh.
18 years.
How? You're only like 23.
I'm 33.
Stop it. So Elise is having a problem because her boyfriend goes to she called it a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every day for lunch. Is it a problem?
And by the way, there is another Hooters.
Is there?
For now.
Yeah.
Where?
You owe me a Coke.
It's its own building. It's not in a casino.
Yeah, where?
I couldn't tell you the cross streets, but I will tell you once I know for sure. I think it's kind of near like Blue Diamond area.
Oh, okay. We could Google, I suppose.
Yeah.
So does she have anything to worry about? Is she being insecure?
I think if that's all that it is, she has a good man. If that's all he's doing, let him do it.
Here was the question that came up too. How does she know about this? She said, I just found out that he goes there almost every day for lunch. So where'd you have lunch? Blah, blah, blah. You went there?
Or is she looking at the credit card statement?
I'll say it straight up. I think it's probably Twin Peaks. I don't know why I think that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then the questions come. Why are you there every day? Why?
Right.
You know, I think that's
what gets me is going every day. I'm like, what are you making friends over there?
Lunch specials could be good.
If he's working, I've got a million things going through my head. If it's the one down on the strip, maybe he's working on the Tropicana site. Maybe he's helping to build the ballpark.
Okay.
And the guys just go, we're going to go there.
And it's just close.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's because I'm part of the itty bitty committee that if my fiance was going there every day, I'd be like, get back over here right now.
By the way, they got all shapes and sizes. I'm just saying.
Yes, true.
Yeah, like I said.
True.
Some people are there for other,
Yeah. I think she's being a little insecure, but I get it also as a woman's perspective.
She's just being a normal woman.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I feel her.
And the venison chili is to die for.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, The Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, a cat in the UK. Did we just already have, like, the world's oldest cat? Didn't we just have that a few days ago?
No.
No?
No, me and you didn't talk about it. The world's oldest cat.
Yeah, I don't know. A cat in the UK just turned 30 years old. She's a tortoise shell, if you care, named Millie. And she would be a Guinness World Record holder. But Guinness is a bit of a stickler for those things. You know, it's why we do not have an official Guinness World Record for world's largest toy drive. World's largest single location toy drive. They would do it, but the certification process costs, well, at the time was $15,000, probably even more than that. Yeah. So we went, you know what? We'd rather put that money towards the good.
Oh, yeah.
So similarly, Millie, the 30-year-old cat, would be a world record holder, but her owner doesn't have the paperwork to prove it.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
His wife got her when she was 3 months old. In 1995, he says that she's still going strong 3 decades in, but they can't prove when she was born.
Dude. But who cares around a cat birth certificate? You know what I'm saying? Like, who has that paperwork?
Yeah, I don't have papers.
No.
My cats just showed up in our yard one day. And we just fed them. Apparently, the oldest cat ever lived in Texas. Her name was Cream Puff, in case you care. And she died in 2005, just days after she turned 38.
Oh, my God.
Cops in South Carolina caught somebody's pet kangaroo that got loose over the weekend.
No.
There's a kangaroo loose in South Carolina. Apparently, the goat let the kangaroo out.
What?
The goat opened the gate. The kangaroo got out. All I know. And I'm not asking any questions.
Me neither. Just,
yeah. And then finally this morning, an Army veteran named Kristen van der Zanden recently got her dog Frankie. Frankie, not Frankie. Frankie, like freak. And at first when I read it, I thought the dog's name's Freaky, which was also funny to me.
But, come on, Freaky.
Frankie. she got her dog back more than 3 years after they served together in the military. They were in Afghanistan and also did over 20 Secret Service missions. This dog's a hero.
Oh, my God, Frankie.
She had to leave him behind a few years ago when she got transferred to a different base. But he retired in January. She said, great, now I can have him back, right? So the Humane Society made it all happen as part of their military working dog program. They're going to cover all his vet bills for the rest of his life.
I love this so much.
Yeah. And it works out for everybody because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
On the Good Feeling Stories of the Day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wednesday morning, the 26th day of March, 2025. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Did you hear about this story about the plane that was flying from L.A. to Shanghai?
No.
They got about an hour and some into, about an hour and a half into, an hour and 45 into it. And then they had to turn around and go back?
No.
Why? Was somebody being crazy? They, you know, somebody not had their pants on? Did they have a medical emergency?
I'm surprised.
What was it? No. They had to go back because the pilot forgot his passport.
No. No. Never. Everyone who's ever forgotten their passport anywhere is so PO'd right now. Listen, we had that issue a couple of years ago. And oh, for the pilot, he gets to turn around.
And for those of us. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, really?
But also for those of us who, I don't know if it's OCD or whether I'm just, you know, wound a little tight.
Yeah.
But for those of us who worry, literally, I checked my bag. I got to take a flight today.
Mm-hmm.
I checked my bag to make sure my keys were in there.
Right now.
I'm, you know?
Uh-huh.
And really, other than that, I'm cool. I also subscribe to the theory that if I don't have it, generally the places I'm going have stores. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like, rarely will you ever find me. In fact, probably it'll never happen in my lifetime. I doubt that I will ever go anywhere that there won't be some sort of place that I could go, I don't know, buy a toothbrush.
Sure.
Or underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Yeah. How do you make this call, though, as the pilot? Do you have to say over the microphone, like, hey, everybody.
Okay.
Really sorry.
So, okay, now they're an hour and 45 out.
Oh, my God.
Now you got to turn around from L.A. You mm-hmm. fly, and you're going to Shanghai, so you're kind of headed north to go over to get to China.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead they went back to San Francisco because also the crew times out. You know what I mean? They can only fly.
Sure.
There's only so long they can be on the clock. It's all, you know, a thing.
Yeah.
So they told everybody there had been a crew related issue and that they had to go back.
Uh-huh.
So everybody just naturally assumed somebody got sick.
Yeah.
You know, that somebody in the crew got sick
mm-hmm.
or they had a death in the family or whatever. You know what? Somehow the word about the passport thing filtered out and everybody found out. So now they've gone back to, so an hour 45 out, about an hour and a half back to San Francisco. Crew swaps out. They waited around for 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
Before finally taking off again, they ended up landing in Shanghai about 6 hours late. The airline, which I won't mention, it doesn't matter. You could find it out on your own on the internet. You know what they gave them?
What?
And again, as somebody who flies a bit and has witnessed these type of things,
yeah,
this is about right. What do you think they gave them?
Hopefully a free trip.
For 6 hours late, go out, come back, switch out crew, wait on the ground for 5 hours, yada, yada.
I would hope for more, but now that I'm thinking, maybe free cocktail.
Adrian?
$1,500 in credit.
Oh, God, that'd be amazing. Oh. Which is basically a free trip.
Mm-hmm.
No, they gave him a $15 meal voucher.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, sister.
So some chips.
That's, yeah. That video would have.
You buy a sandwich in the airport.
This story would have gone viral if I were on the plane. Oh, I would have been like, ma'am, $15 for a 6-hour reroute? I think not.
We had a an issue. They got snowed in. Because a lot of times I fly out of a little airport up in Washington, north of Seattle. And they messed up the whole thing. They had a freak snowstorm. They're not great at de-icing planes and stuff like that. So it all got screwed up. The crew timed out because they couldn't get there on time. And all this other kind of stuff happened. And literally, that's what we ended up with. Here, we'll give you a $20 voucher. Get yourself a sandwich in the little place.
Listen.
Here in the little tiny airport. And so I asked my friend, who I've gotten to know pretty well, there, one of the gate agents, and I was like, this seems shady. And she goes, yeah, if people complain, we might take care of them. Mm-hmm. But she goes, this is standard. Because she goes, think about it. Let's say you're doing $500 credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the entire plane? That's a lot of money.
Well, baby, you should have forgot your passport. You're the pilot. Not my problem. Because what if you were going to Shanghai to get married or you had to attend something? Now you're 6 hours out. No.
Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe your schedule shouldn't be so tight.
Maybe the pilot shouldn't have forgot his passport.
I can't. I'm not.
There's no way to make this right.
I'm not trying to win this argument.
No way. No,
you're right. Oh, you're 1,000 times right.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
Chet, can I ask you a question? Because I know you fly a lot and we're talking about pilots, so I don't know when this topic is going to be brought up again. But last week, a video went viral where everyone was in the plane. They were about to take off. And the pilot said, hey, guys, I apologize. I don't feel comfortable. We're not taking this flight. And everyone had to get off. Would you be peed off if the pilot said that?
Do you believe he didn't feel comfortable because the plane was not?
Yeah, he said some of the things. He was like, listen, they said that we're safe to fly.
Oh, no, thank you, bro. No, thank you, bro.
For sure.
Oh, he said it was safe?
Yeah, he said that they gave him clearance, but he didn't feel comfortable, so he's not taking off. We're not doing this flight.
No, amen. No. If he says that and I don't feel right, getting this bucket up in the air.
Yeah, dude, I co-sign that. I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Nothing's that important.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. It's fine.
Yeah.
I also, by the way, to your point about the wedding or whatever else you got going on, that's why I just don't fly. You know, I'm doing it for sports or for a gig. I don't fly on game day. I don't fly on show day.
Yeah.
I fly, you know. Just give yourself some room in case it all screws up. Because inevitably, at some point it will. At some point it will.
Totally.
You just got to, and you know.
Yeah.
Last time we went out, TSA at Harry Reid was a nightmare. It was a mess. And I cut it close because if I really want to, from my door in Summerlin South, not the good part, you know. But it's close to the freeway.
Yeah.
From my door to Harry Reid to E-15, way down at the end for the Alaska Gates in Terminal 3, I can literally be there in less than half an hour.
And
I don't even have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. Door to door, I can do it in half an hour. Sometimes I take advantage of that, and it almost came back to bite me last time I flew out. Because TSA was a nightmare, and it ate up all the time.
Yeah.
And I literally didn't break stride. And thank God I wasn't traveling with my wife because she hates that.
No, listen, you know. I'm one of the people that get there so early. It makes my fiance nuts. I love to get there early, feel relaxed. Even then, a 6-hour delay would take me out.
Oh, you'd be so mad. 702-364-9898. Andrea Cano from Best of the West is attempting to become our first ever five-time champ. Are you going to be the one to take her down? Because I'm telling you, that would be almost as legendary.
Yeah, dude.
Seriously.
If they took her down.
We'll talk about it forever.
Mm-hmm.
We will. We'll be like, remember Andrea Cano?
So close.
She was ready to be the first ever two-time, five-time champ.
Gaga tickets.
And yada, 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 beat her.
Out.
Yada, 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 beat her. And remember, that was the day that they said that you can't announce Lady Gaga until 8 o'clock, but they didn't realize that they were talking about 8 o'clock Eastern, which ended up being 5 o'clock Pacific, so we were able to do it anyway.
Uh-huh.
We were able to give, because what I was going to do, honest to God, I was going to go, you're just going to have to trust me. Today's prize is awesome, but I can't tell you what it is until 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then what I was going to do was whoever won today, I was going to put them on the phone, make the announcement.
Cute.
And let them figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lady Gaga, Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball, T-Mobile Arena, two shows, Wednesday, July 16th, Friday, July 18th. Friends of Live Nation throwing this shindig.
Fun.
And they've been nice enough to get us win them before you can buy them tickets for the Wednesday the 16th show. Pre-sales begin Monday. Tickets go on sale Thursday the 3rd at noon at AXS.com. But you can have the very first pair of tickets available in Las Vegas, Nevada. First things first, be caller number 25, 702-364-9898. Good luck.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
All very exciting, isn't it? I find this very exciting. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Kimberly Gifford from the East Side.
Kimberly Gifford, our challenger today, attempting to take down our literally 9-time champion. Won 5 the first time. She's got 4 under her belt this time.
Yep.
Kim, how you feel? Why do I feel like we know Kimberly Gifford?
I will tell
you. I've called in before.
Okay.
I will tell you one thing, Chet. I said, hey, do you know the rules? And she's like, I was born ready. I know the rules. Woo! Let's go. Oh. Behind the scenes. So.
Kimberly Gifford is here to play.
Oh. Andrea Cano, how do you feel? Just another day at the office?
Another day at the office.
Yeah, she does.
Great.
This is what assassins do. Yeah. They just, you know, they just get up and just kill people.
Yep. It's very natural for them.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Say ninjas, they just get up, they put on the outfit, and they just sneak into place, you know, sneak into the joint.
Showtime, baby.
Kill people, sneak back out.
That's right.
Whatever.
Welcome.
And have a nice day.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt that, lady. How was your day today, honey? Ooh, I almost got caught. Well, that's not like you. Are you not feeling well? Yeah. I just didn't feel as fleet of foot as I normally do.
Yeah, the pressure was on.
My parkour skills are way off.
Not parkour, Chet.
Isn't that what ninjas do, basically?
Yeah, I just think it's funny you need to reference it.
Yeah, you know, probably need new shoes.
The grip is wearing off.
The grip is wearing down.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
I hear that.
All right, then. It doesn't hurt that we got Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball, T-Mobile Arena, Wednesday, July 16th. Doesn't hurt that we got those up for grabs. You guys know how it works. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer till you get called on, because you may think you got in first, but you did not. First 1 to 3 is the winner. They're like, can we just get on with this?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Give us the questions.
Your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This former model is now a mama and a Girl Scout troop leader for her eldest daughter, and her husband, John Legend, is taking all of the photos to document.
Andrea gets in first.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, that's Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
She's a Girl Scout troop leader.
Yeah, dude. It's like Beverly. So what's that movie? Troop Beverly Hills.
I loved that movie. The champ goes up one zip.
Alongside her new album being released in May, this singer is also releasing a movie to go along with the album, and her mama, Tish Cyrus, is already bragging about it.
Kim.
I think Kim got in first.
I heard Kim.
Miley Cyrus.
We are tied.
This pop icon is being sued for allegedly stealing a logo from a surfboard company for her new album, Mayhem, but she denies it.
Andrea.
Lady Gaga.
For the lead. Did you say Liberty Gaga? Liberty. No, it was Lady Gaga. Yeah. Champ 2, Challenger 1. What a game.
Woo. Another win for our Golden Knights last.
That word.
It's tough.
Nothing? Oh, I'm going to get on the board. All right, time's up for all of you. Let's play this inappropriate buzzer.
Crap!
Oh, that's not the one. I wanted this one.
Shut up, dummy.
I just like that. The answer, Michaela,
yep,
is the Minnesota Wild.
Way to go, girl.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's true.
I was like, wait, I was trying to remember. I was flipping around last night, and I was like, no, they played Minnesota last night.
Yeah,
Jack Eichel had a hat trick, and Golden Knights play Chicago on Friday. And Andrea, 2. Kimberly, 1. I got one.
Way to go.
All right, what's next? I'm ready now.
We have been giving away tickets all week to see James Murray, best known as Murr. What reality show does he come from?
Andrea for the win.
The Impractical Jokers.
To make history. Is it Impractical Jokers? Game over.
Yay! A two-time champion.
Game over.
Yay!
For the first time ever. A two-time, five-time champ. It's never been done before.
Never.
We may never see it again. Kimberly, it's been an honor.
Sorry, Kimberly.
Yeah, thank you.
No, it's been an honor. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Still a star.
Yeah, you're the goods. Have a nice day. She's like, I'm out. I'm out.
Yay.
There have been 16 five-time champions.
Yes.
16 total. Laura Murata of Sunrise, Kathleen Robinson of Hendertucky, Lauren Bailey of Centennial Hills, Rachel Bloom of Summerlin South, Jill Gilliland of Wagon Wheel, the great and powerful Sandy Bozek of Rhodes Ranch.
Incredible.
Nicole Jones of Aliante, Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch, Amanda Urbanski of Coronado, Andrea Castaneda of Anthem, Miley Kellogg of Southern Highlands, Parisa Solomini of Southwest, Susanna Medellin of Inspirada, Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge, Shirlene Casagna of Sunrise Manor, and Margot Malik of Silverado Ranch. That's 15 five-time champions.
Yep.
But there has only been one two-time five-time champion in Michaela's hometown throwdown, and that is Andrea Cano of Best of the West. Andrea, do you have any words for your fans?
Hello. I just want to say thank you for listening to 98.5 Chet Buchanan, Michaela, and Adrian.
Angel.
Thank you, guys.
Angel.
Nobody feels that more than us.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, thank you.
No, seriously.
No, and thank you, Andrea Cano.
Yes.
It's an honor.
Oh, my God.
Right, and we'll see you at Lady Gaga.
Huh?
Yes.
All right, then. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I think what we're going to do, if everybody's on board, just because Michaela's got to go shake her hind end on a and go do some singing on a Puerto Rican cruise next week. Sounds dangerous. So,
it's not. It's for a bunch of older lesbians, and we're going to live our lives.
I'm going to double down on the, sounds dangerous.
Sounds fun.
Sounds like double head count. You know what I mean? To make sure everybody gets back on the boat when
we're
you
ready.
Stop. This is going to be, this is going to be out of control.
Yes.
I'm going to put Michaela's hometown throwdown on hiatus for the rest of the week. And then we're taking next week off because we didn't take spring break. We stayed here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll pick it up again. We'll pick it up again on what's the date on that? Do we know? On the Monday. I don't have it in front of me. I'll have it. Hang on. On the 7th. Okay. We'll pick it up again on the 7th and we'll have more Lady Gaga tickets for you to win then. All right.
Cool.
Good.
That makes sense.
We can
Perfect.
All agree. Congratulations again to Andrea.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
All very exciting, isn't it? I find this to be I find this to be very exciting. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Kimberly Gifford from the East Side.
Kimberly Gifford, our challenger today, attempting to take down our literally 9-time champion. Won 5 the first time. She's got 4 under her belt this time.
Yep.
Kim, how you feel? Why do I feel like we know Kimberly Gifford?
I will tell
you. I called in before.
Okay.
I will tell you one thing, Chet. I said, hey, do you know the rules? And she's like, I was born ready. I know the rules. Ooh. Let's go. Oh. Behind the scenes. So.
Kimberly Gifford is here to play.
Oh. Andrea Cano, how do you feel? Just another day at the office?
Another day at the office.
Yeah, she's
great.
This is what assassins do. Yeah. They just get up and just kill people.
Yep. It's very natural for them.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Say ninjas, they just get up, they put on the outfit, and they just sneak into place, you know, sneak into the joint.
Showtime, baby.
Kill people, sneak back out.
That's right.
Whatever.
Welcome.
And have a nice day.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt that, Lydia. How was your day today, honey? Ooh, I almost got caught. Well, that's not like you. Are you not feeling well? Yeah. I just didn't feel as fleet of foot as I normally do.
Yeah, the pressure was on.
My parkour skills are way off.
Not parkour, Chet.
Isn't that what ninjas do, basically?
Yeah, I just think it's funny you need to reference it.
Yeah, you know, probably need new shoes.
The grip is wearing off.
The grip is wearing down.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
I hear that.
All right, then. It doesn't hurt that we got Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball, T-Mobile Arena, Wednesday, July 16th. Doesn't hurt that we got those up for grabs. You guys know how it works. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer till you get called on, because you may think you got in first, but you did not. First 1 to 3 is the winner. They're like, can we just get on with this?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Give us the questions.
Your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This former model is now a mama and a Girl Scout troop leader for her eldest daughter, and her husband, John Legend, is taking all of the photos to document.
Andrea gets in first.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, that's Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
She's a Girl Scout troop leader.
Yeah, dude. It's like Beverly. So what's that movie? Troop Beverly Hills.
I loved that movie. The champ goes up one zip.
Alongside her new album being released in May, this singer is also releasing a movie to go along with the album, and her mama, Tish Cyrus, is already bragging about it.
Kim.
I think Kim got in first.
I heard Kim.
Miley Cyrus.
We are tied.
This pop icon is being sued for allegedly stealing a logo from a surfboard company for her new album, Mayhem, but she denies it.
Andrea.
Lady Gaga.
For the lead. Did you say Liberty Gaga? Liberty. No, it was Lady Gaga. Yeah. Champ 2, Challenger 1. What a game.
Another win for our Golden Knights last.
That word.
It's tough.
Nothing? Oh, I'm going to get on the board. All right, time's up for all of you. Let's play this inappropriate buzzer.
Crap!
Oh, that's not the one. I wanted this one.
Shut up, dummy.
I just like that. The answer, Michaela, is the Minnesota Wild.
Way to go, girl.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's true.
I was like, wait, I was trying to remember. I was flipping around last night, and I was like, no, they played Minnesota last night.
Yeah,
Jack Eichel had a hat trick, and Golden Knights play Chicago on Friday. And Andrea... 2, Kimberly, 1. I got one.
Way to go.
All right, what's next? I'm ready now.
We have been giving away tickets all week to see James Murray, best known as Murr. What reality show does he come from?
Andrea for the win.
The Impractical Jokers.
To make history. Is it Impractical Jokers? Game over.
Yeah. A two-time champ, baby!
Game over!
Yee.
For the first time ever, a two-time five-time champ. It's never been done before.
Never.
We may never see it again. Kimberly, it's been an honor.
Sorry, Kimberly.
Yeah, thank you.
No, it's been an honor. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Still thank a star.
You. Yeah, you're the goods. Have a nice day. She's like, I'm out. I'm out.
Yay.
There have been 16 five-time champions.
Yes.
16 total. Laura Murata of Sunrise, Kathleen Robinson of Hendertucky, Lauren Bailey of Centennial Hills, Rachel Bloom of Summerlin South, Jill Gilliland of Wagon Wheel, the great and powerful Sandy Bozek of Rhodes Ranch.
Incredible.
Nicole Jones of Aliante, Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch, Amanda Urbanski of Coronado, Andrea Castaneda of Anthem, Miley Kellogg of Southern Highlands, Parisa Solomini of Southwest, Susanna Medellin of Inspirada, Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge, Shirlene Casagna of Sunrise Manor, and Margot Malik of Silverado Ranch. That's 15 five-time champions.
Yep.
But there has only been one two-time five-time champion in Michaela's hometown throwdown, and that is Andrea Cano of Best of the West.
Yeah.
Andrea, do you have any words for your fans?
Hello. I just want to say thank you for listening to 98.5, Chet Buchanan, Michaela, and Adrian.
Angel.
Thank you, guys.
Angel.
Nobody feels that more than us.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, thank you.
No, seriously.
No, and thank you, Andrea Cano.
Yes.
It's an honor.
Oh, my God.
Right, and we'll see you, at Lady Gaga.
Huh?
Yes.
All right, then. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I think what we're going to do, if everybody's on board, just because Michaela's got to go shake her hind end on a and go do some singing on a Puerto Rican cruise next week. Yes. Sounds dangerous. So,
it's not. It's for a bunch of older lesbians, and we're going to live our lives.
I'm going to double down. Sounds dangerous.
Sounds fun.
Sounds like double head count. You know what I mean? To make sure everybody gets back on the boat when
we're
you
ready.
Stop. This is going to be, this is going to be out of control.
Yes.
I'm going to put Michaela's hometown throwdown on hiatus for the rest of the week. And then we're taking next week off because we didn't take spring break. We stayed here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll pick it up again. Pick it up again on what's the date on that? Do we know? On the Monday. I don't have it in front of me. I'll have it. Hang on. On the 7th. Okay? We'll pick it up again on the 7th. And we'll have more Lady Gaga tickets for you to win then. All right?
Cool.
Good?
That makes sense.
We can all agree? Congratulations again to Andrea Cannell.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I do love Eminem.
You do.
I love old school Eminem.
And I love that you love Eminem, because so do I.
Old school Eminem. I like Up Tempo. I like Slim Shady.
Yep.
That's my era.
Same.
My Eminem era. Who else do we love, Adrian?
We love Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. What part of town? Part of town are you from?
Good morning. I am 7
Hills in Henderson. I know. What happened now? Is the phone reception bad in Seven Hills? We wouldn't know. We're not that bougie.
Mm-mm. We wish.
I think I might have had you on speaker at that point, but hopefully it sounds better now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. No, there's that's great. Girl. No, you're great. Now, let's start your 177-second survey. A little preamble to it, though. A study found the TSA PreCheck only saves an average of 7 minutes. But it's a hard 7 minutes, kids. You know what I'm saying? The average person with PreCheck says it takes 36 minutes to get through airport security. No, thank you.
No.
That's compared to 43 minutes for everybody else. Man, it's got to include checking bags, or maybe some places are bad. Mm-hmm. Maybe some places aren't as good at it as we are.
Yeah.
Because that's, PreCheck people get to the airport just as early as anybody else. They just like PreCheck. They claim, however, That pre-check makes the whole experience a lot less stressful. On a scale of 1 to 10, people with pre-check rated the stress of getting through security as a 3.4. That's compared to a 7.3 for people who are going through. And I'm telling you, it's not having to take your shoes off.
Oh, 100%.
It means everything.
Yes, it does.
I shove my phone and my wallet in my bag. I've gotten better at the people who seem confused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm ready. Like when I get there, my bag goes on and I'm gone.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. You know, the people who are fumbling around and trying to figure it out.
No time.
But I also understand not everybody. Listen, if you've flown more than twice and you've gone through TSA pre-check and you still don't get it, that's on you.
Yeah.
And you probably have a hard time navigating life. And at that point, I'm giving you a wide berth anyway. And one of us should be wearing a helmet. Yeah, and I'm not sure which one it is.
I hear that deeply. And that would go along for the people that, after they've said 5,000 times to take your computer, laptop out of your backpack,
right,
and you still haven't.
Right. And by the way,
move out of the way, babe.
I also know I can't take a laptop and my tablet because it'll set the thing off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's just different things that you learn after a while.
Rules of the road.
And you can also tell when the TSA person's training, when they're new.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
First day on the monitor? Because you're freaking looking at everything, bro. Take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, for you, Shannon, is TSA PreCheck worth it?
I think so, yeah. We're busy. Lives are busy. Humans tend to procrastinate, so that's a thing. 7 minutes is 7 minutes. Keeping your shoes on is even better.
Oh, God.
And I'm like you. I'm ready to go because usually I don't have the 43 seconds or 43 minutes to wait, right? So
yeah.
I feel like it's totally worth it.
Totally.
So
I never did the double, the clear and the TSA pre-check, though. I'm not a tour.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I never fly out of SeaTac, very rarely, but if you've got TSA pre-check and clear, they practically carry you onto the plane. They practically give you a piggyback ride.
Yeah.
And literally the line spits you out like right there.
Uh-huh.
Like you're never behind anybody.
It's true.
It's the greatest. So they also looked at the most stressful things about flying. You have three choices: the TSA line, crying babies, and ending up in a middle seat. Please rank them.
What,
1, 2, and 3? Shannon?
The middle seat, I would say, is my nemesis. I don't prefer that. TSA pre-check is the least stressful.
Yeah.
So that's my scope. Yeah, I cry babies. Well, you know, I find that once 3 seats, 2 crying babies, and then 1 TSA. I find that the babies tend to end up asleep. They don't, and lucky enough, I knock on something so it doesn't happen with my next flight. But if there are children, I find that they kind of doze off.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest thing I ever did, found them on sale online and just stumbled into it. Noise-canceling headphones.
The best.
Noise-canceling headphones. And my wife invariably will be like, she'll be like, oh, did you hear those people behind us talking the whole day, like loud? Because when people come to Vegas, when you're flying into Vegas,
they're so excited.
You know, Vegas, baby! Oh, yeah. And they're going on vacation.
Got a Bloody Mary.
Drunk, you know, and all that stuff. Oh, the people behind us are so loud. And I'm like, I have no clue what you're talking
about.
Can't
hear a thing. Yeah. TSA would be the worst for me because middle seat doesn't bother me. I'm 5'2". It doesn't matter. And the crying babies, noise cancel, like you.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Middle seat the worst. Crying baby second, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
And no, in TSA, I've got that down.
Yeah.
Adrian?
I agree.
Adrian does.
That's the list.
Yeah. Middle seat, no thank you.
Yeah, for like tall people, for sure.
Yeah.
It's always an awkward look, too, because you start staring at your seat in the row number, and you look down, and they're waiting to lock eyes. ambiguous. It's very uncomfortable.
It's true.
You know, people know. You know you're going there. They know you're going there. You're, you know.
Nobody likes it. They don't. Nobody even likes you having the middle seat.
They feel bad for
you. They don't have the middle. No, they don't feel bad for you. They don't want you there. They just don't want you
there. There's an option now. Yeah. You could buy. You could buy the seat to where the middle is now not occupied, too.
Uh-huh. Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's on South.
No way.
Southwest Frontier.
Southwest?
Yeah, and Frontier,
yeah,
I believe.
Frontier, yeah.
Huh.
Iconic.
Yeah, the Frontier thing, though, if you don't have a middle seat next to you, it's only because they've strapped you to the wing. That's what they've decided to do.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
9 o'clock Wednesday morning, the 26th of March. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. I'm Chet Buchanan, and apparently our whole lives are a lie.
No!
Maybe.
Okay.
So supposedly the United Nations and all the other people that figure these things out say that the Earth's population, do you know how many people are on this planet?
No idea.
8 billion.
You know, once we get into the bees, I get so confused. Sounds like just so much.
I want to talk more about you getting into the bees.
shut up.
I don't even know what that means.
Go on.
I'm not sure what that means. I think it was the way you looked at me when you said it.
I know.
I don't know what.
Go on.
I don't know what. It just was. So according to the United Nations, we officially just crossed the 8 billion mark in November of 2022. There's some researchers in Finland that are going, no, you guys are way off.
Oh.
Your system is flawed and your estimate is not even close. They looked at data. Do you say data or data?
Data.
I ask it every time I say that word. They looked at data from 35 countries. They think the number of people that are living outside of cities, like in rural communities, like out.
Yeah.
They think it's way undercounted.
Wow.
They didn't give a number. They didn't say what they think our population really is, but they believe that those populations in those areas may be undercounted by as much as 84%.
No way.
So thereby, and heretofore, there may be billions more people.
Oh my God.
On the planet, and 8 billion sounds like enough.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be billions more than what we thought.
Yeah.
I don't have a punchline. I don't have a joke. I don't have anything.
I'm confused.
I know that you'll be as blown away as we. Yeah, you're now, hopefully, as confused as we are. Have a great day. and if you already felt small and insignificant, sorry. Sorry.
Billions.
About that. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people, abnormal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Been meaning to ask you about this for a couple of days now.
Okay.
I'm kind of in favor of this. At first I went, ew. And then it was like, no, this is the way of the world. You know how they have the Easter egg roll thing at the White House?
Oh, yeah.
Every year?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I swear to you, this is not political. You know I don't get political.
No.
I find the whole thing funny.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know how I do my politics? I go vote.
Yeah.
The rest of it, I'm not on social media. I'm not trying to convince anybody.
No.
You know,
we just find the humor.
However, the person pulling former President Biden away from the Easter Bunny last year at the Easter egg roll might be one of the funnier things ever, because apparently he was talking to the Easter Bunny.
Stop.
Easter Bunny can't talk back, right?
Oh, yeah, Joe was just going in.
And finally they're like, Joe, Mr. President.
Wait, that's so great.
Come this way. And he was like, crap, okay. And it was just, man, it was so good. So White House Easter egg roll going to include corporate branding for the first time. They've been doing this on the South Lawn since 1878. It's not the first time that it's had any type of sponsor. The American Egg Board has been donating the eggs each year. There's other people that kick in money to avoid using taxpayer dollars. But it's the first time that you can actually pay and get your logo on it.
Wow.
So this could be, you know, like there was one person that made the joke, this could very easily be the Tostitos Easter egg roll. You know what I mean? It's great. Like a bowl game now.
Yeah, dude.
It's fantastic. An event company that was hired by the White House has sent out what we call in the business a deck, you know, for with sponsorship branding opportunities. Anywhere from $75,000 to $200,000.
Sure. Make
your
money.
For naming rights, title sponsor, whatever it is.
Go on.
And I got to be honest, if they can make money off it, cool.
Yeah.
Apparently, the money that they are going to make is going to go to the White House Historical Association. It's a nonprofit that works to educate people on the history of the White House. My guess is they pay for the tours.
Sure.
And stuff like that. And they also pay for all of the official presidential portraits.
Well, that's very important, Chet. Yes, yes.
It's pretty, well, yes. You know what? Better them than me.
Yeah.
I'm.
Because selfies wouldn't be the right move.
Or would they? And somebody got to pay the guy in the bunny suit.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know before we go. And before we go, one that I am specifically doing today for Michaela Gordon and for her father. Rock Lobster, listen up, brother. Aww. I got one for you here in a minute. He's listening. I know he's
Yeah,
listening.
He is.
But I also know he's not paying attention, but he is now.
He is now.
Rocky G.
Oh, my God.
Pay attention to me. Paging Rocky G.
Yes.
Paging Rocky G. There's more you know for you in just a moment. Please go to the white courtesy phone.
He loves it.
Rocky G.
He's probably waving to the radio right now.
Getting attacked.
Yes, I swear to God.
For the record, he knows how it works. He was on the sales side of this. That's when I met him. Well, I met him when you were on American Idol.
Uh-huh.
And we've been friends forever. I haven't seen him in an age. We'll have to change that.
Yeah, dude.
So this is not his yet, but it's coming. How many people in this great nation of ours will play high-low?
Okay.
How many people in this great nation of ours do you think still don't have indoor plumbing that either use an outhouse or a hole in the ground? And I'm assuming they're not talking about the unhoused, as they say.
Sure.
You don't say homeless anymore. You say unhoused.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am assuming they're not talking about them, but I don't know.
I don't know, dude. Okay, I would say God.
I'll put you out of your, 20 out of your misery on this. No.
Okay.
No. But 1.1 million Americans.
Wow.
Do not have indoor plumbing and use an outhouse or a hole in the ground. I really do want to know more. The U.S. Constitution is the only constitution from the 1700s that is still in use today. Every other country has one that is more recent. I don't know if that is good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
To me, that seems good. But yeah. But I don't know. And by the way, that's not a political... Facts don't have feelings. It's not a political comment.
It's just fact.
It just is. All right. Rocky G.
Let's go, baby.
Michaela G. Listen to this. There is only one city that has had four major sports teams that played in a championship game in the same year. And you know who it is.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
The fighting city of Philadelphia. The only city that's had four major sports teams, not just the Eagles.
Wow.
That played in a championship game in the same year. In 1980, the Eagles were in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies were in the World Series. The 76ers were in the NBA Finals. And the Flyers were in the Stanley Cup Finals. However, this is, as I know how excited you are, Rocky's devastated right now because I've just reminded him that only the Phillies came through.
No way.
Everybody else lost.
No way.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, but Rock, you'll gloat about this today.
But they're the only ones.
Dude, that's really cool.
They're the only ones that got there. Nobody else did. Not New York. Yankees suck. Not LA. You know what I mean? So, not Chicago.
Nope.
So, that's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Halfway through the week. You can see the weekend from here. Mm-hmm. And today, those of you who like the heat, you know what I mean? You just get a little taste of it.
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Unless you're going on the gram where it's 98.5KLUC, which somebody pointed out the other day, and I...
blew my mind.
I didn't recall knowing that.
Didn't either.
But that's how it is. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. You can see these very nice people wrote a very nice article about a week ago that that I've been resharing. And then that got people in our industry and other places. They were so kind to the people that wrote it that they went back and doubled down. They did one on Michaela about a month ago, and they've reshared that. And we have also reshared all of that.
So go
check it all out. Adrian, what are you up to?
Yes, sir. Be sure to check me out on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus a brand new episode of Unlikely with WWE superstar Kevin Owens, because WrestleMania is right around the corner. You can check that out on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll be at Delilah tonight, singing a couple tunes.
I knew you couldn't stay away the whole time.
No.
I knew you couldn't.
We're back, baby.
In the sparkly gown.
Mm-hmm.
Look out now. Look out now. And then we will meet you back here tomorrow morning. Have an amazing day.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you today. We root for you every day, but especially today.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.